Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, and I'm an oculoplastic surgeon with a special interest in facial aesthetics and also the founder of MZ Skin. And this is the Guinea Pig Podcast. Why are we called the guinea pig?
Because that's what I am. I'm writer and journalist Fiona Goldfarb, and I'm here, ready and willing, to try out just about any treatment and treatment going. We are the breath that you take before trying anything out there. So, if you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then come join us from the clinic every Thursday on the Guinea Pig Podcast.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining us. We're back in a clinic, but today we're in somebody else's clinic. We are visiting Joanne Evans in her wonderful, what do you call this?
Skin studio.
Skin studio in Notting Hill. Holland Park, actually, isn't it?
Yes.
Are we Holland
Park? Just off Holland Park.
And for once,
I'm the guinea pig!
I'm being so selfless. But Mariam is lying naked in front of me, which is a joy to all. The reason this is happening is because Joanne, who we're with, has been looking after my skin for, I want to say, 20 years, Joanne.
Mm-hmm. Nearly, yeah.
But I came to see you a long time ago when I was at Vogue.
That's
right.
I
was recommended to come and see you because I remember I had a sort of blemish on my neck or something. And I came to see you and you were really the first facialist. I've been having facials regularly, really, since I was quite young. But you were the first facialist I ever met who used machines. It was quite a new thing then to use. Most facialists would do a lovely cleanse, extraction, put a mask on you, do a bit of steaming, all of which you do, must be said. Mm-hmm. But then you brought out all of these wonderful machines I'd never heard of in those days, laser machines and all sorts of zapping. It's very exciting to me. Mm-hmm. And so the relationship's really been going ever since then. And I thought you two, I've been dying for you to get together. And have a date.
Have you on my table.
So,
somehow that seems odd that I'm the only one on the table. Yes, it's true.
So Mariam, who always tells me, because she's always giving to others, because that's the kind of gal she is.
Thank you.
But you don't have time for facials because you're so busy. This is the woman who's in a gym at 11:45 at night. So this is your treat, Mariam.
I'm so excited.
But you look after your skin very well, Mariam, don't you?
Well, I do. I do. I have my own skincare, so I spend a lot of time doing things on myself and basically researching. But to come and have a facial is a very rare occurrence, especially in London. I do try and, you know, visit different spas when I'm away and on holiday, just as, you know, one is research and two is for, you know, just relaxation. But I always, if I have an hour, I'd rather go to the gym just because it makes me feel better on the inside. But
I hate her for it.
I like to be able to do both. And so this is really such a treat, especially because I've heard so much about you.
And I think it's very common, though, where people who look after other people's skins and looks don't really put back to themselves. So
here I am, Mariam. This is for you. I'm going to take the mic away.
No.
And we're going to come in and ask you questions about how things feel. But I want you to just relax. I'm going to talk to Joanne a little bit while Joanne gets started. Give me a kind of outline of what your skincare treatment regime philosophy is here at Skin Matters.
Well, it's very bespoke. I mean, I think that's quite known now to do that. I don't think there should be one treatment that fits all. It's very unique to your skin type. But it's that 360 effect. So we clean it, we get rid of this dead skin tissue, we clean the pores out. We're doing things that you can't do and can't see. Then we're going to feed it with vitamins or hyaluronic acids, whatever we feel your skin's depleted of. And then if there's any other underlying issues, broken capillaries, high colours, pigmentations, we look at the whole skin and what we can do to get that gleam and glow, which is about getting the uniformity of the skin tone. And so we have to use several little gadgets or lasers or light to activate that result. So until we see somebody and analyse the skin and have a good look at it, we can't tell till then.
So that schluppy noise in the background is Joanne's just rinsing out flannel because you're cleansing Mariam's
face. So just gone with the cleanse.
Which she massaged in. Did that feel nice, Mariam?
So lovely. Actually, I always think the massage is such the nicest part.
Yeah, you feel, Mariam, that the minute somebody puts their hands on you, you kind of know what you're going to get. And I feel that, I certainly feel with Joanne that when she lays her hands on my face, that there's a kind of authority.
Well, I think it depends on who's doing it. I have to say, in that first instance, you know whether or not you're going to have a good treatment just by those few strokes of removing the makeup or cleansing the face. I think you can get an idea of what you're in for.
How were those first few strokes? It sounds so suggestive.
How was my stroking?
Yes. It was lovely.
Now I'm putting an unscented coconut oil on. So we're doing a double cleanse. But I agree, we need the gadgets, but we also, the hands, I like to do a bit of, I don't want to be all clinical and I don't want to be all holistic. I like the joining of the two because you want to have that pampering as well as getting results within the treatment. So I think the marriage of both those parts are so important. And with hands, that's the best to get lymphatic flow, the muscle release, the tension, because we do that all in our body. We work out the body, we massage the body, but we don't do that with a face. And it just works exactly the same.
Like muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're doing the oil, which has gone from being clear to a sort of...
Yeah, so I've just mixed in a little bit of a white clay, which is full of enzymes. So again, it really sort of gently mops up the skin. It blots it. It just makes sure it's super clean. But enzymes as well, they help activate and stimulate the skin. But again, no fragrances, no perfumes. We just want to get this skin really super clean.
And do you do that sort of, you know, you have a really good look in the underneath that white light?
Yes, and so I get a mag lamp, with the bright light and check everything through. So no pore is unturned.
How do you feel, Mariam, about having your pores
evaluated? I'm so excited. I love to have clean pores. But actually, I wanted to ask, does your massage vary depending on the person or is there a technique? I always wonder about the facial massage.
Yeah, like, I do follow a pattern because that pattern is made up of tension release, lymphatic pressure point. But then once I'm working on the face, I sense if there's more tension. Not a lot of people will get more tension in the jaw line underneath the chink bone. So if you feel the muscle quite tight there, then we'll do more, and especially sort of fascia release. Yeah, there's some really lovely techniques that you can actually get gloves on and really get the inside to release a lot of that tension. And that, as you know, changes the shape of the face.
Absolutely.
You know, if the muscles are so tight here, it can relax and lift. And the same with lymphatic.
Here being the outside of the jaw, widest part of the jaw. Yeah. So you can hear something that sounds like a kettle on in the background.
It is.
Happy. It is the steamer. And Joanne has just covered Mariam's eyes in some damp cotton wool pads. Mm-hmm. And she's cleaning off the cleanser and the coconut.
Mascaras and eye makeup.
Today
off.
Is the first time I ever have worn eyeliner to work.
Yeah. Aha, ready for me.
Yes, exactly.
You see,
I know.
But I'm very old fashioned in certain ways. I still believe in a little bit of steam because we're using other products on top of the skin. If somebody was really broken capillary, very high coloured, I might be a bit more wary, but the the flow of the steam that I use is very gentle, so it's not going to overheat or damage the skin. And we only have it on for about 5 minutes. It's just that warming and relaxing the pores, so we can go into a better clean without causing too much of a trauma on cold, freshly cleaned skin, and it almost shocks it. We want to relax you.
Because there are a lot of schools of thoughts of facialists who don't believe in steaming, aren't they? It's quite controversial.
Yeah, steaming and extraction. You have an expert within their field that has their own signature, and they have their own belief that yes or no to extract. I've been extracting for 30 years, and I've never known anybody's pores worsen or mark through it.
No, I love a bit of it. It makes me feel clean, properly clean when I leave you.
And I don't think you should be doing it at home. I think it should be done professionally, because home extraction can be like surgery. You get people coming in with big holes and wilts and scars, and it's actually, if you left that alone, you probably, the spot would have healed up or the pore would have dissolved naturally by using a nice cleaning routine at home. But you've now got a mark through the picking rather than the spot or the pore.
That was my entire teenage life. Jo, you say you've been working with skin for 30 years.
Yes.
Tell us just a little bit about how you got into skincare and how it's changed maybe a little bit.
I started off actually wanted to be a nurse, so I went training for a nurse. I was only 18 at the time, and I realised I was too young and I used to get far too upset. But I knew I wanted to do something nurturing, taking care of people. And I always used to look after my mum, massage her feet and do her hands and play with her products. So it was a natural step to go into more aesthetics. So I learned everything. I wanted to learn all about it. So from reflexology, aromatherapy, shiatsu, to facials, to the lasers, to the high end, working with doctors. So I wanted to encapsulate myself into everything and then find out what I loved and enjoyed the most.
It is something that I really enjoy about you, is that since I've known you, you've never not been sort of discovering a new treatment or a new machine, or you don't stick to one brand, although I do see an awful lot of Environ on your table, but that's a brand that I think is a great brand.
I'm just putting a lactic acid on.
So what does the lactic acid do?
So this will exfoliate. I like using acids. I don't like using grains. I don't think grains should ever touch the face. It can go on the body.
You agree, Mariam?
Absolutely.
Too rough. And
microinflammation, irritation.
Yeah, scratching. And also people like to scrub. When they get a scrub, you like to scrub. And you don't want to be doing that on your face. Where lactic acid, this is a 10%, so it's only just literally melting the dead tissue away, taking all the flakes or the dryness, take that away. And it just melts it. But also lactic acid is one of the gentlest ones, and it helps hydration within the skin as well. So it's lovely, gives a lovely gleam, helps your products to feeding even better. And then don't overuse, obviously. Then people can get addicted to them and think, well, I want this glow, I want this look, so I'm going to do it sort of 3, 4, 5 times a week. It's like, oh. So with everything in life, it's moderation. Don't do anything, but then don't do too much.
And then listen to your skin, too. I think that's really important. If it burns when you're putting it on, then perhaps you shouldn't be using it.
They're like the perfect date, aren't they? they're like made for each other. This is so sweet. I've been trying to make this date happen for so long. I'm so excited.
2 years later.
And they keep agreeing with each other and everything. It's lovely.
We're high-fiving in the bathroom.
Yeah, high-fiving. I'm very jealous of my selflessness, because it looks so nice on that bed.
I will be getting in close.
I can't wait.
Up close and personal with you in a minute. So I'm just going to blot. No, it's very minimal. You've kept it in good check.
Melasma being
pigmentation.
Yeah, from hormones. It can be pregnancy. They're called pregnancy mask. A lot through hormones now, whether that be from the contraceptive pill. Unfortunately, a lot of strong antibiotics are causing them now. But you will get sort of clumps of pigmentation or look like staining on the face, across the cheeks, upper lip, chin.
And what do you do for that? Because you both treat it, don't you? I think you do things for melasma as well, don't you, Mariam?
My own skincare and everything, a lot of things that I do are for pigmentation. I really hate pigmentation. I always think that fine lines and wrinkles are never so bad. It's actually trying to even out skin tone, which is more youthful.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did some scientific research where they
love that we're filming you with having your skin squeezed.
Yeah. So I'm just going through all the pores.
I'm going to keep that for the film. Yeah.
I'm just going through all the pores. Yeah, I'm just checking them all, see how what's coming away, what is there.
So this is classic school. Yeah. Joanne's looking through the magnifying mirror with the light, doing some very gentle squeezing.
I mean, I just check all over because sometimes it doesn't necessarily mean you have a blackhead, but we may have a build-up of cleansers and oils and dead cells that are sitting underneath. So I just gently get that all out. So again, it's just thoroughly clean, not just by what I see by my eye, but what the actual skin is telling me. Also, it will tell me if it gets inflamed, if it goes red very quickly, if it swells. So it'll just tell me what type of skin. I can't sometimes just do that on look. It's actually touching, feeling and working with the skin that will bring up indicators to it. But yes, they did a scientific research where they actually put a different type of skin, sort of projected a skin that was of a much older person onto a baby's face. And because it was pigmentated and vascular, they considered the baby to be much older than it was. And then obviously somebody that was still heavily lined put it just completely clear. And they just thought they were much younger. So it is the shadowing that causes us to look much older than actually the lines and the wrinkles.
Joanne, now that there are so many treatments going on out there, what do you feel that today's beauty customer wants? You know, what kind of, because I know that you do offer also here, as well as you do facials, you offer now a much kind of broader range of treatments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, again, I think women are still very just confused about what is out there. You know, there is so much. There is so many. Every day we've been told about 5 different new treatments, facials, gadgets, products. So they're still just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You tell me. I want somebody just turn for me. I'm just going to the side of the face. You tell me what I need to do because I'm just confused.
Yeah, because there's so much information going on.
So
there.
Which is the best? Which is for tightening? Which is for lifting? Which is for this? What is the best?
And what do you think most of your customers are looking for? Clean skin, which they then kind of enhance with maybe Botox and fillers and
just the whole works. How can I look the best that I can be without going down a route? And again, I try to express to my clients because we have this image of women that look done or have been overdone. So they're frightened and they just think if I go down this route, this is what I'm going to look like, but I don't know who to talk to and I don't know who to get the help.
So you're a sort of advisory board as well as a...
Yes.
Well, I think that's also in because I think the minute that you lie down, it's a bit like going to Marianne, the minute you put your trust in somebody who's going to put a needle in your face, or you have to kind of put your trust in them. So you've given me lots of advice about people to go and see and treatments to try and have, because I think also the kind of people who come to see you are very invested in their look and their kind of that journey. So I think there's a sort of word of mouth trust situation going on. Don't you find that, Marianne, that people ask you know, who to go to for a facial maybe or who to go to for...
Absolutely. Everybody is looking for a recommendation.
Yeah.
Much better to have a recommendation than to cold call.
Yeah. That's why we've got the guinea pig, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But
I think
definitely
I'm going to get used to being the guinea pig.
Some
competition here.
Yeah.
How old do you think you should be when you first start having facials? Women and men, I think I'm speaking to.
27, sort of mid to late 20s.
Because is that when your hormones have started?
Starts to slow down. So we're not producing as many cells as often. So that's when it starts to thin, dehydrate. So changes are happening. So like with anything, don't wait till it's depleted. The amount of times I've heard ladies say, I turn 40, I turn 50, and everything's fallen off. Or dropped off or changed. And it's like, well, you've waited too long and it's happening. You should stimulate all the time. And that's what we're trying to do, or should be doing in facials. Keeping it clean and keeping those cells. You're really trying to aggravate the cells or the skin a little bit, sort of almost giving it a tiny little injury all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like as when you're weight training, you're tearing the muscles, you're building the muscles. We're trying to do that with the cells of the skin to constantly keep repairing, stimulating, growing.
A lot of my kids who are in their mid-20s, a lot of their friends are suffering from, and kind of young people now, having all sorts of kind of hormonal skin issues at the moment. I'm really aware of it. My son has got, he's going to kill me for saying this, on the podcast. But he's got sort of, he's got all sorts of skin problems on his back. My daughter's got all sorts of skin problems on her face. Mm-hmm. They're in their early 20s. What would you recommend to those, that kind of age group, they should be doing for their face, who can't necessarily come in here and afford one of your, we'll get to your prices in a minute. But you know what I mean?
I mean, you can.
It's the trickiest age.
Yeah, it is. And you should still be able to get a consultation that's quite affordable, or even if it's just something local or basics to start somewhere, but educate. The only thing now is we have got so much, and it is more at our hands to get these products and treatments. But this is what I'm seeing happening now, is of adolescents or young 20s are watching on Instagram and tweeting and overdoing. So they all have 20 masks, 20 cleansing routines, yeah, three or four foundations, contouring, this, that. And it's just like, do you wonder why your skin is breaking out? It's
because they're putting so much stuff on their face.
Yeah, overkill. And it is because, the same thing, I don't know what to do. And it's almost with hormones, you're just like at such a vulnerable age where everything is tenfold. And, you know, if you start breaking out and you're trying to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and, you know, you're peer pressured, you're looking, everybody looking glamorous and wonderful and beautiful, and it's like, and I have a spot.
Yes.
It's like, what do I do?
Young people ask me what they should do, which for some reason they do, I don't know why.
Of course they would.
But I say, A, lay off the sugar. That's the first thing, definitely, because they all eat a lot more sugar than we do because they haven't learned yet.
Yep.
And B, stop putting all that muck on your face. Mm-hmm. And then I don't, as we know, I'm not the best at cleansing morning and night.
I didn't hear that.
I'm always in the corner and on the naughty step for the cleansing situation. Mariam gets very cross with me too. But I wanted to talk about, because recently, I was saying this to Mariam earlier today, we all know I had a burglary earlier this year, about a month ago. It was a really nasty burglary, and they came into my house, and they kind of ransacked my house, and I thought, I came back, and I walked into my house, and I thought, I'm not going there, there's nothing I can do about this, so I'm just not going to think about it. And within a week, my skin looked like a relief map of Europe. My skin was just so badly broken out, and my rosacea kind of blew up on my face, and I got huge spots. And I thought, talk about your body responding to what you're going through. Mm-hmm. What can be done apart from going on hideous antibiotics that make me feel sick all the time? And for young people too, you know, what can you do when your emotional and your physical is so kind of interconnected?
Yeah, no, again, as you said, reduce your sugar intake. You can take supplements, like omega oils are very important. If you're deficient in omega-3, that can cause erratic behaviour within your skin, your gut, probiotics. So again, if that, the flora and flora is out, plus there's probiotics we can put on topically as well, and vitamin A. Vitamin A is the king, it's the jewel.
Is it going to de-stress the skin?
Yeah, but it helps to mop up the oils, it helps to regulate it. Mm-hmm. You can take supplements as well that will support that. There's a lot of vegetable extracts that can help regulate the hormones, protect it or support it, because again, a lot will go straight to the antibiotic route.
So gut is a huge part of it.
Absolutely.
Gut is going to become even more and more important. But of course, skin is an organ in the body, and it deals with stress differently as well. So if you're internalizing your stress, then you may not be, you know, just thinking about it, but you're still, it's still happening.
Mm-hmm.
Those cortisol stress levels are still going up. And
oh, that cortisol's a bitch, isn't it? Yeah. We've talked about cortisol a lot on the show. Hold on, I just want to say, you're now painting with your lovely paintbrush.
Yes,
something onto my skin.
I'm putting a peptide serum on. And the peptide serum, again, what peptides do is basically they're commanders, that they get in and they tell us to reproduce. So more collagens, please. So they, again, aggravate the cells to tell it what to do.
So you just put it actually on one quarter of Mariam's face.
So I'm literally putting the serum on specific areas. So I don't want that to evaporate. And then I'm going to use, which is going to be a high-pitched noise, an ultrasound, which we're going to do some onthotheresis, which is, allows us to penetrate into the cells 4,500 times deeper. So we get that activation right in the cell. So it starts kicking everything up. So it almost acts like an injection.
Wow.
Without the needle. So it's high pitched. Here we go on your forehead. Let's switch it on. So you might feel some prickling or tingling.
So you've now sent Mariam into deep sleep, which is good.
Yes,
keep her quiet for a few minutes.
Love when that happens. Because that's part of the treatment as well, it's time out. You know, women, we never switch our brains off. We're always making lists, doing things. So actually come here and have somebody to completely look after you, put the trust in you, and then just switch off, blank off, rest, de-stress. That's part of it.
One of the first things I saw you do was you put a sort of an electrocurrent pad under the pillow where Mariam's, and then you used this machine, remind me of its name, which you've just used.
So we used an ultrasound, again, which creates it's called ornithorhesis. So we're allowed to actually, like a needle, inject the ingredients into the skin, but about 4,500 times deeper. So we're feeding into the cell structure to get a repair, to get a thickening, to get a reaction.
And to get a good snooze.
Yeah. And it gives you that sense of, oh, this is doing something. Something's going on here. I do think we should change sort of wording on the treatments, that they shouldn't be called facials, because we still have this mindset of cleanse, tone, mask, massage, the therapist leaving after 20 minutes and coming back in. Which distresses all of us out, even myself. When that happens, that should be called something else, or what we do is something else, because the therapists or aestheticians are doing a lot more now. They are thinking about your needs, what your skin needs, what we can get the best results from with that minimum downtime. Sometimes we do have to have a downtime, but we try not to give you the best results and the best skin you can have.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So it looks like you've moved into the massage phase of the facial, my favourite bit. Yes. That's when I really start snoring.
Yeah.
Because I think you did do massage at one time, didn't you? I don't know why. I've got a vague memory of you going on somewhere with Elle McPherson to massage her. Is that right?
Yeah, so I always used to do sort of full body massaging as well. So I started that as a complete sort of all-rounder, but I did do aromatherapy and shiatsu and deep tissue and sports and rehabilitation.
Hence the hands knowing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Because Mariam, whose brain goes at about 1,000,000 miles an hour, to see her just like out is amazing, right?
Yeah.
Off she went. So now you're doing a deep massage, but tell us what you're doing within that massage. So you do the shoulders, the neck.
So we do the face first, so I relieve all the tension out of the facial muscles, again, because if our muscles are so tense or filled with lactic acid or tensions, it's going to weigh heavy, it's not going to sit right. So we reduce that or minimize the stress. Again, the face can open up, but also lymphatic. We've got to build up a lymphatic, then that makes everything look puffy. God, my Midlands accent really came in there. But again, it's all about circulation, blood flow, how we feed the skin, how the muscles lay, if they're all tight. It just makes all the difference. And also it's lovely. It's
so really that's relaxing. All got a purpose, that sort of moment where you think you're just having your facial massage, but you're actually, the more relaxed the face is, the more it can absorb.
Yeah, when you feed, and it's all about sort of the blood circulation, the lymph flow. If I don't know if you've ever seen it, if you've seen somebody who smoked or on high medication, they almost have a very flat, yellow, very pale looking skin. And that's because the blood flow is not getting to the skin anymore. Our vessels are like trees, are like branches, and they can die off if they're not being used. So by doing massage, if you're not doing thorough exercises, you're actually getting that blood flow back and forth. Your blood vessels can start breaking off, not feeding the skin properly. And that's really important. So things like facial massage is really key.
And you can do it at home, just a couple of minutes while you're cleansing or moisturising. It really, really helps with the tone of your skin.
So actually, probably sometimes when you're putting your face cream in or your cleanser on at night,
mm-hmm.
give yeah. yourself a bit of a facial yeah. massage. I'm always being given those sort of metal, you know,
they look
like rollers and things.
Yeah.
So if I was to put my cleanser on and then roll one of those, you know, kind of metally things or those jade kind yeah. of contoury things, would that be yeah. the right kind of time to be doing it?
That's right. Or you can get sort of cleansing brushes that like kind of that have ultrasounds or sonics in them.
I did see. Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw. I think Fumi wrote about yeah. mm-hmm. that.
They're really column. Good. Again, bring blood flow, gentle, and you've got sort of the sonic movement, which will help loosen up any debris. They're really good. And then afterwards, when you put in your serums or your moisturiser or oil, then you can. There's a lot of gadgets that vibrate now, or your rollers or your jades. That will
all stimulate. Now, you've got such a big box of tricks here that I want to talk about because we may not get time to sort of see and try, or my own skin may not even need them. But on me, you very often use all your machines. So do you want to just tell me a little bit about the different types of machines that you use on skin here and what they do?
Yeah. So again, we've got Galvanic, which we can use in conjunction with other or put through masks, again, to help deep feed, hydrate. There's a microcurrents that help with lifting and toning of the muscles. Got lasers for veins and pigmentations.
So you've always been amazing because I get kind of, I have rosacea, which gives me broken capillaries. And whenever I come here, you laser my capillaries and they're gone within 24 hours.
Oh, God.
I mean, so quickly they go.
The amount of people I just want to run up and go, give me your veins.
Give me your veins. I've got a very good friend who came to see you who looked like Father Christmas. And I mean, within 6 months, you had completely got rid of all of her capillaries.
It just makes such a difference. And pigmentation. So IPL I use. That's great for, you know, we can do on the chest, the hands, the face. So again, more
you
sun
take all
damaged
my spots off my hands, which is very nice.
It just transforms the skin. It's just amazing. But also, they are stimulating collagens as well as getting rid of the imperfections on the outside. We have radio frequency that helps. It almost works like shrink wrapping. So it helps to sort of heat up the elastins and collagens, stimulate, but also tighten. That's great for lifting.
I think I had that in my vagina.
LED lights. So infrared lights, magical. If you really are frightened and worried about stuff, far near infrared is just amazing. It's anti-inflammatory, calms irritation down, stimulates collagens, elastins, and it's calming and soothing. There's blue light, yellow light, which is great.
That's
for
been a huge
colour.
You know, we talk about that because we talk about the light salon, and we talk about, and Mariam has a light mask, and
it's brilliant.
Light is a huge part of
just
the sort
so
of facial
much.
Care scene, I think.
But it is, and again, so we don't have to be all traumatic, downside, pain, peeling, melting skin. There's a lot of things out there that will repair from inward, that will work outwardly.
What's your desert island toy?
I need electricity.
You've always got a favourite. What's your favourite on the go? Is it the pen you were just telling me about?
Yeah, skin pen is microneedling is phenomenal. It's had so much research and science behind it that it won an award about 10 years ago by Hanover University in Germany. The research on how not only collagen but elastins it recharged. So burns victims, scarring. If we can cure on that level, then for anti-aging, lines, you know, acne scarring, it just really, again, changes the mechanism to sort of stimulate the growth factors because you're getting blood come to the surface of the skin. The growth factors are stimulated and it just literally heals and repairs everything. It's magical.
It's so interesting, the mix of science and holistic that you believe in. How often should one have a facial?
I'd say every 4 to 6 weeks myself, especially if you live in London. It's a stressful life. So you just pollution, the way we work. I believe in that if there's a problem. But, you know, if your skincare regime is really good, your skin's in pretty good condition, then go for a more intense treatment maybe every 3 months. But definitely 4 to 6 weeks, I just think is best. I've had clients for over 15 or like yourself, 20 years.
Yeah.
And they actually look better
than they did when they first saw me. So that is proof.
My skin's definitely, well, the facelift help. Yeah. My skin and the guinea pigs been quite beneficial to my skin.
Yeah.
But I have to say, in all of my travels, I've never met anyone who understands skin the way that Joe does. And, you know, that's not just because I love you, which I do, but I mean, you can see, you know, it's over and above anything. And there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of great facialists out there, but I've never been tempted to cheat, I must say. And I just want to let the world know that we've had little snores gently escape Mariam's nose. And that is just so unlike her. She's gone into the zone. It's so nice.
It's lovely. The Valium worked.
So what are you putting on her now?
So I'm just literally putting a clay mask. We've got, it's fantastic. It looks amazing. It's an alginate mask that actually sets and moulds to the skin.
Is this an Environ clay mask?
Yeah, and this is a clay mask with Environ, because what I'm going to do is put this on, and then I can put some LED light over the top of this mask so she can get benefits of 2-for-1. So I try multitask treatments. You have to sometimes work what skin is, and it's like, actually this... If I put this on and it works with the infrared for this skin type. So sometimes there's an equation.
You don't put the gloopy one on that you put on me, on Marianne.
I would have, but in this circumstance, it's like, what can I give with a short period of time the maximum results, you know, for going out, for tomorrow. So yes, the clay alginate mask is lovely, but I want to get some infrared on her as well, or the purple light as well, which is great for cell repair. So we can just do more, but also that light will react with the enzymes going on and the peptides we've just done. So sometimes there's just a little bit, you have sort of numbers going in your head of what will help with what. I love
this, it's so bespoke, and you're so intuitive as to what the skin that you're handling needs. And it's, tell me why you love Environ so much.
I came across it
whilst you're working on the founder of MZ Skin, but
20 years ago, and it was the basis of, at the time, it was the first one that came out within my field that we could get results. Apart from that, it was all very, which is coming around again, very floral, very organic, very natural, what can we get from the garden sort of scenario. And they just wasn't giving results. They were very smelling lovely. Yeah, but there was no proof behind them, no following up. And Environ was the first one that came out, but simple. It wasn't too stimulating that, again, because you either had your doctor's products, which were high-end or full-strength retinol, so you had all these women walking around with thin, translucent faces or erupting and peeling off. So
there was nothing skincare between. Range that you have to kind of build up on, don't you?
Yes.
I remember when you started me using it, I started on one and built up to five, because the skin can react
exactly
to some of the chemicals.
Vitamin A, retinol reaction, which is this peeling, red, flaking, where if you build vitamin A very slowly and start with a palmitate, it goes into the skin and then converts into a retinol. So you lower the risks of having this inflamed, flaky skin. Okay. So that's what people put off from vitamin A. But that doesn't happen. So it's in this stage. So we step you up, number one, number two, we go, and that keeps on activating the cells, but it's easy.
You use other brands as well. I'm not saying you're not an environmental ambassador. But
I try to not confuse people anymore when they come to see me. So there is lots of fantastic stuff out there, which I recommend. But when they're in, you don't want somebody walking through your door, personally myself, going, why have you got five skincare? If it works for you.
Yeah, totally. Morning.
If it works for your skin.
Yes.
Oh, we've got it all on tape.
Oh, dear. How did I sleep with four people talking?
If it works on your skin, it doesn't matter if it's astral ponds, if you're getting the results. Yeah. But it's when people say, I'm spending a fortune on a skincare routine, but my skin is still dry. It's like, clearly not working, So there is a lot of great brands out there that can be fit for all types of budgets. But it sums down to just awareness, not knowing, and people are going to sell their product and they're not going to come and go, how can I help you?
Your skin
is this problem, let me help you.
I mean, you've always sent me off to other brands, I must say, if you think there's something that my skin would like.
And I'm a skincare junkie.
Yeah.
I will get sold. I will come home and go, damn, how did that happen? I've got two carry bags full. But
Where do you fall on clean beauty? Because it's all the rage at the moment in Gwynedd land and Goopsville. And
I just simply go, don't follow trend. I know the science behind a product. If there's no science, there's no backing behind it.
So something like a very clean, which I've got at the moment, which I've been quite enjoying, but I've been using a rose cream.
Mm-hmm,
it's beautiful rose. It's beautiful ingredients. It's clean. It hasn't got any of the parabens and the words you can't pronounce in it.
Yep.
I'm not convinced it's going to change my skin. I feel there are lots of other things out there that will, with your help and Mariam's help and needles and facials. But I just like the richness of the rose cream. Am I doing myself a disservice?
No. I mean, it's great for dry skin. So it may be only going down to probably 1 millimeter of depth in your skin. So that's all you're getting. You're getting moisturizing. So it's plumping because it's swelling your cells to plump, to moisturize.
But long term, I'm not.
And rose is brilliant for dry skin, soothing, but actually getting in and making a reaction.
So what ingredient do you think I should be looking for in my skincare cream?
My top five are vitamin A, vitamin C, your antioxidants, peptides, hyaluronic acid, so for hydration, and anything that's going to stimulate your growth factors within your skin, or they're called EFGs, which are on a lot of products now. BioEffect does one, which is a hydrating serum. So it's stimulating your growth factors as well. If they haven't got those key ingredients in, you're not going to get results from your skincare. I mean, there's a few other lovely ingredients, but those are the top five that you will get results and see results from.
Active skincare works.
Yeah. Active skincare works.
That's what I should say. Don't follow trends. Have science behind it. And also know your skin type. The skin type and skin conditions, know the difference, and then you'll be forearmed. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Go to a therapist and get your skin, have a thorough consultation. Then you can go out to anywhere and get your right products. But if you don't know what your skin is and you're presuming, like even if it's an anti-aging product, some women will go and go, yes, I'm on a certain age, I need anti-aging, but they could still be oily, breaking out and have this very rich, heavy cream on. That will just cause chaos to their skin. So theoretically, they might need a serum or something much lighter. So all those key factors are, and also products are an expensive investment. Mm. So, and you can't return them, you can't take them back. So you want to make sure you get it right. And also the more that doctors and therapists are getting involved, dermatologists in skincare, because they are becoming more active and working well, that person needs to be educated that if you have a breakout or there's pimples or something, it's normally because your skin is lacking in something. It needs it, but it's having a little...
So we talked a little bit about the younger kids and their breakouts, but what about women of my age who suddenly find themselves having these strange...
Yeah, the adult acne is on the up, and I think that's women's stress factors. Again, the cortisol levels, women are working harder, and a family life, a career, London pace, working out, the whole shebang, you know, having to look younger, having to look brilliant.
Is there such thing as menopausal acne?
Well, hormonal acne, yes, some people, if they're on HRT, all of a sudden if they've been depleted and then on a HRT and they're cranked full of estrogens or certain things, you can have a wobble that way. And it's usually on the chin, the jawline, that is a very pattern.
I get a beard. That's my hormonal.
You can get the fuzzy hair as well.
But you take a lot of that off, don't you?
Yeah.
So I know you do.
She lasers.
IPL lasers.
Oh, but you have to have pigment for that hair.
If it's grey or really blonde, then electrolysis.
But you took it. I had a bit of fairy face.
It works.
On my cheeks.
I do it on mine.
And you just lasered it off.
Yeah.
And you always tell me that the real stubbly ones, which I'm going to pay my daughter when I'm in the old people's home.
I know.
Let me have the
I know.
But the stubbly ones, you say that's much harder to get.
Yeah, if they're dark. Yeah, if they're grey. If there's no pigment
in. That's me.
Electrolysis is the best. Yeah. But if they're the darker pigment to your hair, to your skin, the easier it is to get. So, and
because you're treating my daughter here, Molly, who practically lives here, because she's got reddish hair, and she's having her... most of her body lasered, as far as I can work out.
And hair on young girls are getting more and more. So it's usually
because of
hormones and hormones.
Do you find young people much hairier?
Much bigger of a problem than ever before. It was of that same ilk of, please tell me if I go senile, if I can't see anymore, please tell me. Where now it's young girls are really suffering with hair problems facially.
And so you can help with arm hair, bikini hair, leg hair. That's
whole body.
So interesting.
Yeah.
My whole body's been lasered.
Yeah, and it makes it's an investment and time, but it's worth it. So worth it afterwards.
So interesting. So Mariam, who's very dark, you know, dark haired and
so white and white skin.
Yeah, dark. Yeah,
and I'm so, but I'm so fair that I'd actually go the other way. I'd pay for some more hair and several parts of my body because I'm so fair.
I've just got to take this mask off.
So how long would you leave this clay mask on for?
20 minutes. I like to leave masks on for 20 minutes or longer because the more you can let it do its job, the better.
So is this the part where I would normally have that thick mask that you put on me? Mm-hmm. Okay, and which point I want everybody to know that, because we've been chatting, but you gave Mariam the massage before. At this point, the heaven is that when I've got the mask on, Joanne massages my feet.
Oh, wow.
And that is honestly just the greatest luxury in the world. There's no pattern. Sometimes my hands and forearms.
I feel like I've been gypped. Yeah. I know, sorry. Next time. But yeah, neck and shoulders while the mask on, then feet, to just literally let somebody zone out. And I sit quietly in the room. I don't leave them. I just detest that. And none of my therapists are allowed to do that. Because, again, as a woman, we wake up and we start going, what's the time? What's going on? Who's doing what? What's happening now? Mm. And you need to have that person totally feel they can zone out and they're okay. So doing a foot massage, which I know nobody that doesn't love, just puts you into a complete state. And then I sit quietly and wait in the background just in case, you know, if you do drift off, you wake up and like, I can't open my eyes. Where am I? Where,
sometimes I thought it was in my hands, my, don't you?
Yeah, my bedroom. What's going on? Why is this room all pink? Now, obviously, because you're using an amazing skincare routine and you know what you're doing, you're going to get a quicker response. I mean, look at her skin now.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, I hate her. Away, I so actually officially hate her.
Just get such an instance.
And don't hate me because I'm glowing.
I hate you because you're
glowing. And that's what we look for.
No, I'm so pleased for you. And I'm so... Thank you. If I'm happier to see you had a little snore.
Yeah.
And with perfect skin. Mm. I definitely think that, you know, what the two of you do is so complementary that Mariam, you know, with all of your profiloing and your...
Absolutely. It gets me annoyed when ladies do focusing on sort of surgical procedures or hardcore procedures, and they don't look at their quality of the skin because it is a complete 360. What's the point of having all this great structure and lifting done and the skin is dull and blackhead and dirty and marked? So they go hand in hand together.
Especially if you're going to invest.
Oh, absolutely. And again, there's been proof that it's longevity within the surgery and operations. If your skin is stronger, I say better blood supply, thicker, healthier, it's been fed right, it's going to last longer. You're going to get better results.
What are you putting on now? You're putting on something.
This is a vitamin gel I'm putting on. This is a very light sort of antioxidant, beta carotene really. So that's quite a natural form of vitamin A. And this is going to be great for actually having makeup put on. Though I try and say after a facial, if you can minimise putting makeup on straight away.
Until tomorrow.
But now we're going to have a buzzy. So it's a radio frequency, but very, very low. It's just literally going to give a little workout on the skin, but it's vibration, so lymphatic. So we're going to push this gel in a little bit more with a bit of infrared, very tiny amount. So it's just going to give a luminosity even more. And again, just any puffiness we get rid of. Now you might feel your muscles twitch and pull. So I'm just putting a light vitamin moisturiser on top. I mean, a lot of facials now, people having treatments are having, they want this sort of glass-like effect. But from what I can see, what we've seen a lot of is they're swimming in oils and 10,000 serums. They seem to have this pouring effect going on where they get the ampoule and it drip everywhere down. Mm. And I just think it's overload, personally myself. So depending on the skin type and what they need, I like actually my skin to have the product in.
I would agree.
Yeah, because sometimes as well, if it's too wet, you go outside, the air pulls and evaporates from it. So you're actually drying if your skin's too wet.
I have gone out shiny and slimy from people who shall not be mentioned. As I've tried recently, and I don't want to go onto the street oily. I want to go onto the street looking with people saying, oh, you look well, you know.
Absolutely.
Your skin looks nice. Yeah. You don't want...
No, and that necessarily, unless you're severely dehydrated, doesn't do anything. You're wasting product. That's all.
Jo, what are your prices? Let's talk about. Because, you know, does it work that I know your basic starting rate here is about 100
for an hour, 150.
with myself, with my experts, 135.
Right.
If it's 90 minutes, that can range from 165 to 195.
And depending on the machines you use.
And then, yes, we have the Skin Matters treatment, which is like the 360. That's everything that can be with IPLs and lasers and everything. That can be anything from 380 to 400, 500. But I try and say, look, it's not a facial. It's facial plus, 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 plus.
Yes.
So when people say 400 for a facial.
Well, it's like a facial with a bit of an operation thrown in, isn't
it? Totally. It's a thorough MOT.
Mm.
This has been lovely.
I shall release you now.
Mariam, I think you should commit to coming here. I think it's mind and body though. I really do.
Like, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And again, to have confidence with somebody touching you and looking after you, it's definitely a trusting thinking that, you know, somebody's going to look after me. They know what they're doing. I can switch off and let that happen. Or you bespoke it with somebody, you know, you must ask, you know, or that you must be telling the therapist what I need, what I want,
how I feel
about myself.
I'm always having a bit of a cry on time. Yeah. I have a bit of a cry with Joanne, because this is where I come and I go, it's just, and then yeah. we have a little cry, and then I go to sleep. It's amazing. The minute she started massaging you,
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep. Mm. Which means she's doing something right.
To my house.
So, Jo, thank you for all of us for putting Mariam into this state. We've never seen her like this. She's like a little baby rolling around.
It's been wonderful having you in.
It's been really, really great. And honestly, who knew there was so much to learn about facials, but it's been fantastic and interesting. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll be with you next week.
Thank you. Bye now. Take care.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialling a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.